Frank Kovac loved to take groups outdoors to lead astronomy tours of the Northwood skies, but he hated to have those tours thwarted by clouds. So Frank says he took the next logical step. He built his own planetarium. Frank now gives tours to more than 3,000 people a year.
I grew up in Chicago. I could not see the sky real well from the city because of all the lights, so trips to Wisconsin is where I was able to start seeing the sky and enjoy it. It was around the age of 12 my dad had a telescope that he showed me the moon through, and that's where my interest peaked when I started learning about astronomy. From about the age of 12, I would find any book I could from there on and read about astronomy or space. I was able to find a job in Rhinelander at a paper company. I would like sharing my view of the sky with scout groups or just families. After I had a scout group presentation at a local town hall, we were going to come out and look at the stars through the telescope. It clouded over, and I thought, that's it. I'm going to build a planetarium. You tell that to people, they think you're crazy. Well, I started drawing pictures on scratch paper. There were no blueprints. There was no book telling me what to do here. I had an idea of a star map. I did it over 10 to 12 years with whatever I had left over from my local paper mill job. And I used that money to buy material. And by doing it over time, I could afford it. The globe is built chiefly out of plywood, 3/4 inch and 1/2 inch thick plywood. I was able to put the stars in there with the best glow in a dark paint I could find. I had many times where I wanted to quit because I had times where something would not work. I opened the planetarium in the year 2007, the month of June. The planetarium is powered by a 1/2 horsepower gear motor. If the planetarium did not rotate, the only thing people would see would be the stars that are currently visible, which might be the springtime sky. I have approximately 3,000 people per year coming through here. When people arrive, I explain to them what this thing is. Welcome to the Kovac Planetarium. My name is... They explain where the planets are. They learn about how big the planets, stars, and the moon and sun are compared to Earth. And of course, where we live in the galaxy. So the show consists of basics of astronomy, and that is what people enjoy. The planetarium is dedicated in my dad's memory for his sharing the sky with me. I sometimes can't believe this thing works. I am totally amazed at not just the globe itself, but the beauty of the stars inside. It looks so realistic. It's unbelievable.
You can see Frank's planetarium in action tonight at 8 on Wisconsin Public Television. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. For more info, visit wisconsinlife.org or look for Wisconsin Life on Facebook. Now, we check out a program here in the state that since 1996 has been trying to bring Wisconsinites just a little bit closer to the objects in the sky. It's called Universe in the Park, and it could be coming to a state park near you. Eric Wilcotts is here with us in the studio. He's a professor of astronomy and associate dean for the natural and mathematical sciences at UW-Madison. He's program director for Universe in the Park. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So what is Universe in the Park?
Well, it's a pretty simple idea, just as we heard in that last piece. And the idea is that the best way to introduce folks to the night sky is outside, where the skies are dark, far away from city lights. And so we pick the state parks. We go out to state parks around Wisconsin all during the camping season. From May to October, show people what's up in the sky. We have a telescope that we take out there, and we do a little presentation.
And what is it about the state parks that makes them a great place to watch the stars?
Well, for the reasons people go out there is to enjoy the outdoors. And most of the parks are far away from city lights. Some of the darkest places in the state are at state parks. Newport, for example, up on Door County. So the skies are generally dark. We can see lots of things, and the parks already have naturalist programs, so folks go there anticipating some sort of program, and we like to provide that service.
In that piece, we heard Frank talk about his dad sharing the sky with him and him kind of paying it forward. What's it like to share the sky with people?
It's absolutely fantastic, and some of the best parts are kids who come up with some just fantastic questions. You look at these 7-year-olds and you wonder, where did they learn that? But it's adults who are trying to remember maybe the things that their parents taught them about the sky years ago, and they know vaguely what that star, that constellation is, and just being able to give them that information. It's a lot of fun. You see a lot of excitement, enthusiasm. The people just get into it.
What kind of things do we learn if we go to Universe in the Park?
Some of the things we heard on the last piece: what planets are up, how to identify the planets, how to find your way around the night sky, what are the constellations, one of the great things we like to do is how to find Arcturus. You look for the arc from the Big Dipper, follow the arc to Arcturus. So it's little things like that so folks can then enjoy the night sky on their own afterwards.
And how do people react when they get this great view? And, you know, maybe they're coming from a bright lights, biggish city where you can only see, you know, what, a percent of the stars you could see out in the dark.
Yeah, we get a lot of wows. We get a lot of, wow, I didn't know that that's really what Saturn looked like through a telescope. And looking at Saturn through a telescope is fantastic. The best thing is probably the full moon or close to a full moon. It's really bright. And then you can see the detail on the moon. You can see the landscape. And people just have not seen the moon in that way.
When I'm out stargazing without telescope, I kind of always view the full moon as a curse because shining out all the stars.
Yep, it does do that. But when you're looking through a telescope, it's actually a fantastic sight.
Okay. So where can we find a schedule, I should ask before I forget? How do we know when you're coming to a park?
We have one on the Department of Astronomy website, so www.astro.wisc.edu, and there'll be links to outreach. Just click on that, and you should see the schedule for Universe in the Park. We try to get as many state parks as we can during the summer.
I looked at the list. You really are hitting a lot of places through the summer.
We're busy. We'll be as far north as Big Bay State Park later on in August, and as nearby to Madison as Blue Mound State Park on, I think, August 2nd.
You've got a bunch coming up this weekend. What are we going to see in the night sky if we check out one of the programs?
We should see Saturn still. It's still up looking good. We should see Mars. And then if it's really dark, there's something called the Ring Nebula, which is the remains of a star like the sun that died a couple billion years ago. But you can see that faint glow from that star. And if it's really, really dark, we might be able to see a galaxy or two.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things, and it's rare that I'm in a place where I can see it, is actually seeing the Milky Way, the band of it. Can we see that from our state parks?
We can, absolutely. In this time of the year, it becomes very prominent. So if it's a really good dark night, you'll see that faint band across the sky. And I should say one of the best things coming up is the Perseid meteor shower in August. You don't need a telescope, but getting out to a state park where you've got a good view of the night sky away from city lights, it's fantastic. We'll probably have 200-300 people up at Newport for that event.
One of my favorite things is being up on the shores of Lake Superior in hopefully a dark place and watching the Perseids. Last year, there was a full moon while I was up there. That's why I was cursing the moon.
We should get a little luckier this year.
Well, let's talk about the telescope. Is this something that we might buy if we're a backyard hobbyist, or do you have kind of a souped-up, fancier one?
The amazing thing is we go to some state parks and some of the amateurs show up with better telescopes than we have. So ours are our standard Celestron 8 to 10 inch in diameter. They're fully automatic. They can track. They can point. They're GPS. So one of the difficulties with pointing a telescope is you have to tell the telescope where it is. Mm-hmm. It helps to have a GPS on there so it knows that on its own. So these are not super fancy telescopes. They're several hundred dollars, but many amateurs have better ones than we do.
What does Saturn, you mentioned Saturn being up now, what does it look like through the telescope you're using? How much detail do you get?
You get to see the rings and in a little bit of detail, but it looks like what you think it should look like, which is sort of surprising to people.
And you mentioned galaxies. What do our neighboring galaxies look like through this telescope, if we're lucky?
It takes a little imagination. So M31, the Andromeda Galaxy, looks like a faint oval. And if you just sort of let your mind run with it a little bit and realize that it's something the size of the Milky Way with 100 billion stars in it that you're being able to see through a little telescope.
How weather dependent are you at these events?
We will go on if it's cloudy. We'll give a presentation. Mm-hmm. If it's pouring down rain and there's no indoor space, we won't have it. But we have, remember several years ago, we kept going during our tornado warning up at Devil's Lake.
Uh-oh.
The people were there. We kept talking.
I don't know if I can...
we won't sanction that.
Okay. hey, one thing that I'd love to see someday, and I still haven't, knock on wood, I will someday, the Northern Lights. I don't know if a weather person, you can predict this sort of thing, or is it just going to show up when it wants to show up?
It shows up when the sun is active, so you will get 2-3 days notice. So if there's a flare from the sun and it's coming at the right direction at the right time, we're able to predict when there is a likelihood of the northern lights, but there's no guarantees. Your best bet is to go as far north as possible.
Okay. All right. What do you have a favorite time of year to be out stargazing, or is it all good because it's always changing?
I like it all. It's all good, but I love September and October. The humidity's down. Mm-hmm. The sky's a little clearer. The mosquitoes are gone. And some of those fall evenings are absolutely spectacular.
Now, over the last 5-10 years, we've been getting some amazing satellite telescope images from around the galaxy. We don't have to go out and stargaze for those. They're fancier, and we can see through our atmosphere. Any favorite things that you've seen in that kind of imaging?
Well, I love the images from Hubble, or the Hubble Space Telescope, are absolutely spectacular. My own personal preference is some of the images we have from our solar telescopes that show just how active the sun is are mind-boggling.
What's going on the sun's surface? What are we just now learning about?
It's actually been fairly quiet for the solar cycle, which is a bit unusual, but it is always doing something interesting with its magnetic fields, with flares, with prominences. So if there's some time-lapse images, you can see real live movies of the sun sort of spitting off blobs of material into space.
And there are things we're learning that we just didn't know about
before. Oh, yeah, absolutely. How active it is, how variable it is, and its interaction with our own magnetic sphere.
Eric, very interesting, and I hope we can have you back on to
absolutely
talk astronomy in the future.
Anytime.
That's Eric Wilcotts. He's the program director for Universe in the Park and a professor of astronomy at UW-Madison. And can we get a Central Time Facebook page link? I'm going to turn away from the mic. Yes, there was a nod. We'll put up a link to info about Universe in the Park over at the Central Time Facebook page.